Shades of Vengeance presents Stiletto Unit 447 CE, a continuation of the story of the Consortium.
If I am thinking this correctly, mana goes boom, you killed a crime boss leader?
Yes.
Is that right?
I think you already knew about Slicer, didn't you?
Yeah, a little bit, because
You knew that Nara had history.
Yeah.
And actually you were there when the dude walked up and pickpocketed you and said to Nara, you better stay away from Slicer.
Yeah.
The Eulutian said about Slicer as well.
Yeah, right? Slicer, yeah.
And when they said a crime boss, I think probably they would have mentioned Slicer.
Yeah, two and two would have come together, yeah. So you kill Slicer who was crime boss, now he's into bits. The mana has blown up.
Not really.
No?
You blew up Slicer, you didn't really blow up the mana.
No, the mana is still intact.
Explosives for that, so.
Okay. Apparently Nara has history with him, but I don't know if that counts anymore since he's dead.
That's a very good question. What does the rest of his organization think? Who's taken over? Yeah. Do they care about Nara Sobek, given caring about Nara Sobek is what got Slicer killed?
Yeah.
But then again, if you're the successor of Slicer and you kill the person that he failed to kill, suddenly you appear to be better and you are the feared crime boss.
If that was the case, which I don't know.
It could be either way. That's what I'm saying. Either they will not care about her or they will care about her a lot. It's very unlikely they'll care about her a little bit.
Yeah.
Or they're splintered into multiple crime gangs now.
And they all care about you because they think that killing you will reunite the entire crime gang.
It's not going to be a problem unless they actually come after Nara.
And I probably have a problem because they probably may come after me. Because of those three goons that I encountered and knocked out.
They don't seem to be working for Slicer.
They were a different group. So.
Yeah, no, so those guys might come after you, but I wouldn't think Slicer's goons would come after you.
But nevertheless, besides those negatives, we do have a positive at least that Nara has an interview which could possibly be something related to the resistance.
It does sound deeply suspicious.
It does sound suspicious. And it's
a new startup hiring that number of pilots sounds a little unlikely because Hardcastle Haulage would stamp on them.
Yeah.
I guess definitely. Most of the pilots who are applying just figure that Ixitanka is stupid and want to get as much money out of it as possible.
Yeah.
As a freelance pilot, I mean.
And we haven't had contact from frickin' Bonsai.
No, he's gone missing.
So we don't know what the hell has happened to him.
You can probably guess.
Yeah. Probably been...
Have there been reports of a public transport crashing somewhere?
No.
No.
But
in fact, if you want to investigate what happened to that transport, you could roll me an intelligence computer.
I could probably do that as well.
Yeah, either Katal or Relly Flissy could do it, yeah.
I could roll luck.
Yeah, you could roll intelligence luck, if you want.
Let me just move these here.
I don't find anything.
No, neither do I. That is zero.
Wow.
Four successes.
Yeah, you both have a go, and then Relly Flissy goes, oh, come on. Sits down, types away. Everything, all of the public information about the freighter comes up, plus a whole bunch of other stuff as well. The freighter's actually made three more trips backwards and forwards. It's not a super long flight.
Mm-hmm.
All of the passengers disembarked. There's even footage of Bonsai walking off the freighter that you managed to hack into in the freighter companies. It's not Hardcastle Haulage, it's a smaller transport agency.
Gotcha.
And you managed to hack into their files and get out, you know, some footage of him walking off the transport. So he definitely got off the transport.
Yeah.
It wasn't very long ago, but he got off the transport.
Well, good news is, he is somewhere on the planet, on here, obviously, of course.
Yeah, well, that narrows down the area.
Yeah. But further than that, I am not too sure where he stands at the moment. But he is here safely.
You mean he hasn't been apprehended, from what you
said? Yeah, yeah. But other than that, knowing Bonsai, he'd probably be doing his own thing by trying to find something or
shoot things with a minigun.
Yeah. Or try to kill somebody, I don't know.
Yeah, first up, set up an alert for any reports of minigun use.
Yeah, I could probably check that out, just in case.
Okay, roll me another intelligence computer.
Gotcha.
And I'm just going to leave a message for Bonsai explaining what's gone on and where we'll be headed for the interview. So if he turns up, he turns up.
All right. And you kind of say that you'll be in the area and contact you when you get close because you'll be observing.
Yeah.
Three
successes. Three successes. Yeah. Unfortunately, a huge number of red dots all over Abnoab pop up, particularly in one area of it, which is actually the weapons area. It's clearly a lot of people testing it, but you can't tell anything else. There's nothing else that looks significant.
Nothing from what related to Bonsai, so that's probably just a weapons testing area or something. So.
Probably about as good as we could have hoped for.
Yeah. We just hope he hasn't done anything out of line, as I'd like to call it. But then again, yeah. Right,
this is Bonsai we're talking about, after all.
Yeah, this is Bonsai we're talking about. Of course, he probably might go out of line, but, you know.
There is another message coming into the shuttle.
Oh?
Yeah, I'll answer it.
Hello, I'm after Sara. Is she around?
Hello?
Hello again. Yeah. It's so lovely to talk to you again. I'm afraid that your interview has actually been pushed back for 48 hours.
Okay.
They've had some... They said they need to do some security checks on all of the candidates, and they didn't tell me that in advance. I'm very, very sorry. I can only apologise. Are you still planning to be here in 48 hours?
Yes, I'll still be here in 48 hours.
That's fantastic. I'm glad to hear it. So, I'm also able to send through a bit more on the pay rates. They've given me some more details. It seems like they've had a lot of applicants, but some of them... It seems there's a fear that some of them might be falsifying their experience. So
oh,
there
no.
Are going to be, there are going to be some competency-based tests.
Okay.
Obviously, make sure you're on top of your game. But really, I'm sorry. That's going to get pushed back for a bit.
That's fine.
Here's the time and here's the location for your interview.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And what she's done is she sent you the location of a warehouse that's kind of it's actually a storage warehouse that seems to have been bought by this haulage company. In recent history, presumably, so they can store all of their cargo, right?
Is it what sort of area is it in?
It's outside of the kind of the weapons area. It's beyond the weapons area. Sort of what happens is on Abnoab there's a lot of market, and then beyond that there are a lot of warehouses for the market because obviously they all have to supply their own stuff and so on. And then beyond that there are factories, like spreading out in concentric circles almost.
Okay. So we've got a location, got time. Now just need to see what's in that location.
It should be relatively easy to get there if you want to look.
Yeah. I mean, probably a good scouting part, but it would make sense why it's there.
Yeah, no, Ixatanka is not a complete idiot.
No.
He's chosen a method which is plausible, even though people might think he's a bit stupid to do it. And he's security screening candidates to because he actually did listen to you and accept that there may be a threat of agents. So he's now security screening candidates.
So I gave him an idea, and apparently that's what he's doing.
I don't think you actually mentioned security screening specifically.
No, he mentioned himself, I think.
I don't recall, to be honest. He is taking your worry fairly seriously. But he did. He never said that you were obviously totally wrong. He just said you shouldn't be involved in this.
Fair enough. Yeah, no. So he basically took my worry into consideration, and that's why he's doing it.
Yeah. Well, he never said he wasn't going to. He just said that you are not qualified to be around. You're a security risk being around him, in his opinion.
Can I create some false documents that can then be added to the computer system?
Sure.
I can't do the computer bit.
No, you're going to have to work together. So if you could create with Charisma Larceny some forged documents. Relly Flissy, would you like... Wait, hang on. Relly Flissy, would you like to assist?
I might as well, to help her out.
And Katol.
Yeah, I can try.
So... Oh no, Katol, you don't have any instruction, but Relly Flissy does.
Instruction.
I have lots of instruction. I've got four.
Oh no, I'm sorry, I read the wrong thing. Relly Flissy, you don't have any instructions, so you might not want to. It's all right. You can work on the computer hacking bit. But Katol,
I was thinking of that computer. So,
but Katol, you can do instruction if you like, with Charisma Larceny.
Yeah. So would that be my plus four for computer for my end then?
No, it would be plus two, and then you double the whole number, which is intelligence computer is 8 for you, and then plus two more for your computer equipment is 10, and then so 20 dice.
20?
Thanks to knowing the back doors.
Oh, right. So do I have to roll 20 in total? Or...
Yeah.
Oh my lord. Right, I'm going to roll my first 10.
Yeah, roll 10 and roll 10. That's fine. But anyway, you guys are working on this while she's working on that.
Yeah.
So... What's your instruction come to?
One.
One.
One. Okay.
So I get one extra dice.
Yep.
I've got four successes.
Okay, four successes. Okay, you create some documents that will pass, I would say, at least a cursory check. If they're checking really thoroughly, it's not going to be perfect enough. But, I mean, given they're testing hundreds of candidates... You have reason to believe it would slip through.
I got 10.
Nice.
So okay. I'm feeling lucky today.
Wow, that wasn't bad. This also wasn't bad. 1, 2, 3, 4 rerolls. Oh, and that's a success. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You're not going to believe this. I have 11 successes off 15 dice.
Oh, shit!
So, you trip a security system, alright?
Okay.
And you're now going to have to outpace the security system in order to finish your hack before problems occur.
Oh boy, okay.
Because I'm on 11, and you're on 10. So it's going to be the first one to get to 30.
Can I assist?
Yes, you can. One second. How many dice is going to be answered by Katal's assistant? So, Katol, roll me an intelligence computer.
So I have the instructor specialty.
Oh, so you do. So you can transfer any number. But it's not likely off 6 dice you're going to get more than 4 successes, is it?
Mm.
No, that's 1 success.
Okay, so you're going to have 21 dice. Relly Flissy.
21, so...
21. Katal leans over your shoulder and goes, oh no, try this. And you okay. Kind of, oh, good idea. Okay.
So I got 11 on me now.
Yep.
So let me do the first one.
That wasn't so good.
Two. Three.
Although, exploding tens. Three in a row.
Four, five, six. I got two in that one.
Only two?
Yeah.
So you got eight successes. That puts you at 18. And the security system is at 20.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're going to have to pick up the pace a bit.
All right, so... 11 dice. I got double 10.
That's good.
Yeah, so do I roll that 10 again? Or...
Yeah, you keep rolling. Yep.
4, 5.
The security system unceremoniously boots you out.
I figured as much, yeah.
That was awful. I'm sorry, your rolls were awful there.
No, they were awful that time.
That was my standard of rolling.
Yeah. So I knew that was going to happen sooner or later, so...
Okay, so you did get kicked out. You didn't manage to upload Nara's file onto the system.
No. Well, they're probably going to discover that it's us.
Well, they won't. They'll just not find anything on Sara Nobeck.
Probably.
She didn't upload anything about Sara Nobeck.
Nope. So...
I won't get that interview.
Probably not, no. But good thing is, we know roughly the location of it.
Well, they know. You know where they asked you to go, yeah.
Yeah. We know roughly what location they ask you to go.
Yeah, and we know it's in 2 days, so.
Yeah.
The alternative is we find another computer hacker on AbnoAb who can upload it.
How much money do you have?
It is going to be pricey.
I can get a discount.
Absolutely not.
That doesn't solve everything.
No, you should know this. You should know this by now, but yet again, in this planet...
You never know.
You could phone up every single hacker in the phone book and ask them. I'm sure no one will figure out... I'm sure absolutely none of them will sell the information to anybody else, because hackers are notoriously honourable and definitely never, ever break sort of data protection laws.
Yeah.
Ever.
Also, the other problem is... You have a reputation here, Nara. All we can do for the next few days, hopefully, is to probably scout out that particular area to see vantage points and maybe somehow, if possible, give false information to the consortium or something. I don't know.
I think is the next thing you got to do that makes a lot of sense. But yeah, I mean, it's really up to you guys. And Relu Flissy, you are the leader of the group. So ultimately it's up to you. If you think the right thing to do is to scout out the area and look around, then you should do that.
Yeah. Well, that's what Relu Flissy thinks. And she does share it with the group to ask if it's a good idea or not, because sometimes a leader needs opinion from teammates.
Oh yeah,
I know. Totally though she on. Does, though sometimes that can't always be reliable. So.
So, teammates, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing I could potentially think of doing is actually giving Nara some proper pilot training. But that I don't think 2 days is long enough.
Yeah. I know how to pilot.
Proper pilot training.
2 days is long enough to do something.
Yeah,
especially
true.
Given that she isn't actually lying. She has actually been in charge of a ship before. She was covered in alcohol shortly afterwards. but she has actually been in charge of a ship before.
Yeah.
And I do currently have my King of All Trades in piloting, so... I've seen a ship flown.
So actually, I would say 48 hours is probably enough to give her some basics.
Either way,
How about the leader of Katana unit?
May think that we're not suitable for working this kind of field. I mean, he's probably not wrong, but he's probably not right either. I don't want to prove to him that we can be reliable. I just want to prove as much as what we can do, and that's it. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
Hashtag something to prove.
Yeah, sort of something to prove. So, if we do some pilot practice with...
Nara. You will need the whole 48 hours if you want to make any significant difference.
How about I fly the shuttle to the next location? That's pilot training.
I still don't trust you with that. I think I'm going to fully say, okay, let's all stay together and do the 2-day pilot thing.
Okay.
I think that would be more sufficient.
Nara, I would like you to roll me a willpower instruction, please.
Willpower look.
Yep, fine. But it's not going to be a luck roll. I'm going to treat it with 7 successes.
Okay.
Your willpower luck. Katar.
Yep.
You're going to roll a charisma instruction.
Got 3.
I take that back. It's intelligence instruction.
Ooh. I got another 3 dice.
Yes.
Four successes.
Okay, Nara. After 48 hours of training, you have gained 1 pilot skill.
A proper pilot skill.
A proper pilot skill.
Oh dear.
However, because of the way he trained you, you can still use your King of All Trades on top of that pilot skill. It is a special dispensation. Purely for that skill, and only while you are 1 pilot. So you can add 1 point and have 2 pilot, or you can add 2 points and have 3 pilot. So make a note of that.
For my time, then, will I be, like, observing these two, like, doing this?
Not really. You're just kind of resting up and so on.
Yeah.
Nara, your remaining health will heal during this 48-hour period.
Yay!
The players were Rina as Nara Sobek, Robert as Katal, and Katie as Relu Flissy. The GM was Ed Jowett. Era the Consortium was created by Ed Jowett and is copyright Shades of Vengeance Limited, all rights reserved. Stiletto Unit's adventures are far from over, so check back next week for another episode. If you'd like to know more, please visit our website, www.shadesofvengeance.com.